Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Chris Stubbs, who's the Senior Director of Sailor Experience for Virgin Voyages. Now, what's Sailor Experience? See, Virgin has a different term for guests, and it's called sailors. And it has a different term for travel advisors. They call them first mates. And you're going to find out all about what Virgin Voyages is up to in terms of Sailor Experience on Insider Travel Report. Now, Chris, first of all, how are you and where are you?
Ahoy. Thanks for having me. I'm very, very well, thank you. And I'm in, I would like to say sunny Miami, but I'm looking at a massive thunderstorm right now. So it's not too sunny right now, but I'm hoping in an hour or so the sun will come out again.
Yeah, well, we have the same problem. I'm up in the New York area and we got a pretty gray and dreary day today, but hopefully this weekend it'll be better. But let's talk right away about, you know, the kind of experience overall that you want guests, sailors, to have on board your ships. I know it's adult only, but what beyond that?
Ooh, what's beyond that?
A lot of things, I'm sure.
A lot of things. I think the easiest place to start is our overall experience ambition.
Right.
And as part of our purpose to create an epic sea change for all, we had to define what that meant for the sailor experience. And we went after something that we thought was really exciting, and that was to create the best week of a sailor's life. Mm-hmm. So yes, adult by design is one element of it, but the whole experience, when sailors get off and they look back at their voyage with us, we hope that one day they will keep mentioning us and going, wow, if I didn't go on that voyage with Virgin Voyages, then I wouldn't have met that person. I wouldn't have done that. And I wouldn't have experienced this, which leads me to be the human being I am today. We want it to be that important.
No, and that's great. And certainly you want them to come back and experience it again. So that's
exactly.
And you're going to have other destinations you're going to offer. Let's talk a little bit about the target sailor for Virgin Voyages. Who is going to be happiest on board this cruise in terms of age, income, demographic, psychographic, whatever? Who are you looking to attract? I know a lot of this, you are trying to attract some first timers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I hate putting demographics on people because I think it kind of unlocks a bias in us all as to, depending on how we've been brought up, we have different biases on old school demographics. But if we move to a psychographic, which I think we're all truly living in today, it's about really the zest for life we all have. And we don't care about our ages anymore. But I
certainly don't, and I'm really old, so I better watch it, because I like the psychographic thing. We all are interested, you know, in many ways I'm as interested in stuff that younger people are as well, and so you can't put me in that bubble either. It's all right.
Exactly. That's why I think old school demographics don't work. It really is kind of what floats your boat, to pardon the pun. But yeah, if you're an eager explorer who loves to go and discover new places, new tastes, new sounds, and you really love the rich diversity of life, and you want to take part in enjoying the world and experiences that it has to offer, Virgin Voyages for you. We don't mind how old you are. We don't mind where you come from.
I won't be put in the hold if I show up and I'm over 60, right?
Exactly. It's like, well, hey, look at Richard. Richard's going to be celebrating his 71st birthday.
I know. I remember when we were at some of the opening events for this, not last year, the year before, and he mentioned that he would be celebrating his 70th on board, which was supposed to be, I think, this year, and of course, or even last year, if I recall. That obviously didn't happen. So it looks like he'll have to hold out for 71, right?
Exactly. But he'll be there. He'll be taking part in everything, whether that's morning yoga to dancing on tables in the evening. Richard has that zest for life that kind of transcends age. So if you have that Richard spirit inside you, doesn't matter what age you are, come and give us a try.
Absolutely. Now, part of the experience delivered will depend on your crew. What type of crew members will you have on Virgin Voyages ships? What are you looking for to staff up?
some pretty epic human beings, if I'm honest. They're an incredible bunch of people who are absolutely focused and get a kick out of enabling other humans to have the best time of their lives. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest way of me describing our crew. They really do enjoy putting huge smiles on people's faces and helping them discover things to do. Sometimes that might be things that people are familiar with and they enjoy and they do in their daily lives on land. And other things will be helping them discover the things maybe they've not tried before, but they want to give a go. So we've got an incredible bunch from all over the world who come together to create an incredible crew who are dedicated on making our sailors have the time of their life.
No, and sounds great. It sounds you have to have a bit of fun and a little bit of, join your guests in all the experience. I mean, that's what you have to do as crew. One of the things that you talk about is a different way to sail Virgin Voyages. Why have you consciously tried to be different from maybe other cruise ship experiences today?
It all came out of the sailor research, to be honest, that we started 4 or 5 years ago. And as we spoke to future sailors, we started to uncover the places they stay, the places that they play, the places they eat, the places they relax. Mm-hmm. And when we started to ask them for kind of signature experiences that they'd want us to have a look at and try and take inspiration from to create our experience, they all originated on land. Mm-hmm. They were all land-based experiences.
Right.
So by taking the lens and looking at land and the best of where they enjoy life on land, you're not constrained by thinking of how things have been done at sea in the past. Okay. You just look at what's done on land. And then you look at taking all of the DNA of that amazing stuff and bringing that to life as we sail together. So I think that was our benefit, is in we didn't have a legacy of how we've done things before.
Right.
We just had a sailor who would sailors who pointed to things on land and said, I think I want a bit of that, a bit of that, a bit of that, and maybe you could put a bit of that and then also surprise me. So that's probably that approach that allows us to do things that little bit different.
Well, you did have some experience in that you have transformed other products such as, you know, Virgin Atlantic with airlines, Virgin Trains with train travel, et cetera. How will you be a transformational product and create this epic sea change based on your experience with those other products?
One of the core I don't know what to call it, like a mantra or a guiding light that for within Virgin Businesses is taking the ordinary and right. turning it into extraordinary. Okay. That's kind of a little internal design philosophy we have. And actually it was, through this research, the elements of design principles started to be born. So you've mentioned adult by design, no kids, no kidding. It's no secret. We were planning to have kids. And when we did the research with our future sailors, we realized that it wasn't differentiating us from the pack. And there's some incredible family holiday experiences out there. But what was missing was the no kids experience for people who love their kids, but need that precious time away. And so that kind of got born. And then when you're working in an adult by design, with an adult by design philosophy, you start to play with fun things like shake the champagne. And in the Sailor app, you can shake it and a hidden button will appear that allows champagne to be brought to you.
Oh, I like that one. I got to try that one out. That's all right.
Please do. Please do. Just go shake it and all will be unveiled. And that comes under that. You then I was saying about we had a chat to sailors where they stay. We realized it was boutique hotels. Mm-hmm. So we started to unveil a boutique glamour design principle that came under that came from the design obsession of boutique hotels. Mm-hmm. And also our sailors' obsession with yachting and how the lovely materiality of sailing, of ropes and coppers and woods, actually excites and bring the sailing experience to life. So how do we obsess about design? Virgin is very much around informality, as I think you'll know. Yeah. And it's about taking the stuffy formalities out of things. So we like to believe that we're relentlessly obsessed with quality, and we'll go after quality that if we were a five-star hotel establishment on land that's very formal, we don't sacrifice quality, but we do it without the stuffy formality. So that's where we ditch things like the dress code. So yeah. Why should we tell you what to wear to dinner? That's not our right. The only way you can have the best week of your life is to feel free and 100% you. And 100% you expressing yourself through your design and style. And so that means not enforcing dress codes on you. And then you put the like that final lens I was talking about, ordinary to extraordinary, and you start to look at, well, how do we turn ordinary things into things that actually make a difference. Okay. And turns of extraordinary. So itineraries, we know sailors get a bit rushed when they're sailing and they have to get back on board the ship by 5 p.m. And so people were saying to us, can I please see a destination after sunset? And,
right.
And maybe, you know, really late into the night. So our itineraries are designed with late night stays or overnight stays. And all of a sudden, something that's quite ordinary turns to extraordinary because you just change the timing. Yep. And allow sailors to see a different side of a destination they wouldn't normally be able to see. So that's where all these design principles play together to create something quite different.
No, absolutely. And I have been on cruise ships where people were racing to get to the ship before it departed, and actually almost leaped into up the gangway as we were pulling up anchor because we had to depart at 6 o'clock. So it is a different kind of thing. It's very, very challenging. Now, obviously our audience are the first mates, the travel advisors. Give me the shorthand if I'm a first mate to communicate this Virgin experience to your clients, your sailors.
The real shorthand is this experience is designed to make your clients feel like rock stars.
Okay.
That's what the brief is to our crew. So the whole experience is about creating the best week of your client's life. And our role when they're on board is to make them feel like rock stars. So that's it in an absolute.
Yeah, so I want to feel like Aerosmith or the Stones or just, you know, all those, yeah. All those folks are, I'm dating myself, but.
Whichever rock star you want to be.
I know, I can be whatever rock star. Yeah, that's actually, I think that's really the thing. Whichever rock star you want to be, you can be there on Virgin Voyages, right?
Yes, exactly.
Now let's talk specifics now. How are you transforming kind of the dining experience first on Scarlet Lady and then on Valiant Lady and then Resilient Lady, because they're going to come out one right after the other. Will they all have similar restaurants and dining options?
Yeah. So let's start for the first bit of a rationale as to how we're creating our ladyship. So yes, we're basically going to have quadruplets. What we didn't want to create was a sailing experience that differed based on the ship that you went on. We wanted everyone to always enjoy the Virgin Voyages experience and not worry which ship they're on as to, am I missing out on something because I'm on the ship that doesn't have that thing? And so we didn't want to have that kind of feeling. It's like whatever ship you get on, you're going to have the Virgin Voyages experience. So they are quadruplets. When it comes to eateries, we broke the industry norm of having grand dining rooms. Mm-hmm. And we went for a different, and this is through the chefs that we work with. So when we spoke to the chefs, we spoke about incredible quality. And actually incredible quality, the expectation gets raised when you become adult by design. It's really interesting. One of the focus groups when we started introducing that philosophy, I remember some of the sailors turning around and going, does that mean you're not going to have chicken nuggets? And I remember saying, what do you mean by that? And
well, what if you're adult, you might want chicken nuggets.
That was the bit. I was trying to get under what do you mean? What's wrong with chicken nuggets? And actually what it was a case of more, they felt that when little ones are around, you have to make the menu more accessible. Right. And so what they were basically saying is, I expect you to play with flavor and be bold because you've got adult palates on board and therefore really go for it. So that's kind of what we did. And when we're working with our chefs, we realized that the core magic wand to getting incredible food is being able to cook to order.
Okay.
Not cooking en masse. So that really inhibited us from ever thinking about having creating a grand dining room or doing buffets.
Yeah, I know you've said you're not going to have buffets, which actually these days kind of fits what's going on, because most buffets I've seen are either now served buffets, so you go and take a look at the food and they'll bring it to you. But everybody's kind of eliminated those entirely.
Exactly. But what you are seeing on land, and I'm sure many, many people have enjoyed this, are the food markets and food halls that pop up that have incredible selections of food, almost street market style, but everything is cooked to order. So the quality you get out of that experience, it just surpasses anything you can do en masse.
Right.
And therefore, we've designed a ship with eateries that all have individual kitchens and can cook to order. And there is actually an executive chef who looks after an individual, each individual eatery. Wow. So they have pride in their eatery and they can dedicate all of their time on crafting that menu and the food the eatery offers. You can't do that when you're cooking for four different restaurants at the same time. You can only do that when you've got smaller ownership. And that's exactly what we've created, a cook to order model, where basically all of our eateries are specialty restaurants.
Right, right.
And because that is the only choice, we wouldn't charge a cover charge. So
my question was going to be, you know, obviously there's going to be a range of dining experiences, sort of more really the higher end cuisine down to the more casual fare, I'm sure. But you said you don't have surcharges on any of the restaurants, right?
Exactly. What we do have, there are some indulgent treats here and there on certain menus. I can certainly tell you the tomahawk steak in The Wake, our steak and seafood restaurant. It's a spectacle in itself to see, because that is a really indulgent treat. There is a surcharge on that dish, but you will just find dishes here and there that are that kind of indulgent.
Sure.
Piece, which are there if you want to treat yourself. If not, all of our meals are included.
Well, if I see a tomahawk steak, I got to have at least three or four other people to work on it with me.
Exactly, it is that kind of meal.
It's not. I don't try. It's not. I've seen it in other steakhouses, and you have this huge piece of meat, and I like it, but that's way too much usually. So I gotta share it. So I can understand that. So no, it's great that there are really no surcharges. I know that's been kind of the way a lot, certainly of cruise ships have operated. Not the very high end ones, not the luxury and the smaller ships, but sort of the premium, as you are, sort of high premium, whatever. Let's talk about entertainment. Obviously, that's another experience that the sailors will have. And I understand, and I've seen some of it because I was at some of your events a couple years ago. It's rather unique in terms of forms of entertainment. Can you talk about what you will offer on board and why it will be different from more traditional cruise ships?
Yeah. So for me, it comes back to the research that we did with our sailors when we started to explore the places they play and the experiences they love. What they said to us is they love discovering something new. Most of our sailors said that they've been to Broadway and the West End, and they adore Broadway and the West End, but they weren't looking for us to repeat what's already been on.
Right, right. So you're not going to have big Broadway shows or something like that.
No, we actually created a creative collective of incredible producers and choreographers who are celebrated on land for daring to try to kind of push through the barriers of entertainment and create the new experiences. We all go, oh wow, that was incredible. So from immersive theater shows to pop-up experiences that happen without you even realizing they're happening, we created this kind of festival-like experience. And I think that's another reason to sail with Virgin Voyages. This is about sailors, each sailor getting off the ship with a different, unique experience. Sure. Because you weave around a festival and you all make choices. If you go and see the main stage, then you don't see the up-and-coming act, and vice versa. And that's the kind of way we've designed our ship experience, sailing at sea. We will put multiple things on at the same time, but we won't necessarily repeat them over and over and over again on the voyage that everyone gets to see. You have to make a choice. And as a result of that, you make that incredible choice in the moment with your friends or loved ones, or whoever you're sailing with, and everyone gets off with a different story.
Right.
And that's exactly the entertainment approach, where there is so much going on. No one should get on board Virgin Voyages expecting to eat everywhere for over 21 eateries and see everything. There's too much entertainment to see. But you make incredible choices and you leave knowing there's so much more to see when you come back. That's kind of the easiest way of me describing it.
So really it's much more individualized in terms of your experience, or individualized at least with the group of people you are with, so that you'll expect the unexpected, because it's going to pop up right next to you, and it won't pop up for everybody, right?
Exactly. And because we did ask these choreographers and producers to do something quite different, they really are never been seen on land before, let alone at sea. And so we gave them the story of Virgin. We gave them kind of an insight into the experience we wanted to create. And they came back with these incredible experiences that form our festival at sea, right, that we think is a really beautiful offer. And there's something for everyone at any time of the day.
No, absolutely. That sounds wonderful. And having experienced a little bit of it a couple of years ago, it is going to be amazing. I mean, we were walking around, and all of a sudden there are performers all around us, and that transformed into acrobats and people jumping high up and getting, you know, boosted up into the air. And it's just, you know, it was really pretty amazing. So if it's anything like that, it's going to be a really fun thing to see and do when you're on one of the Virgin ships. Now let's talk about inclusions. I don't know whether the best thing is to ask what's included or what's not included. I'll go with that. What's not included? Everything's included except for?
It probably is kind of easier actually to look at it that way. I'm so used to saying it the other way. My brain's got to flip on it and think the other way. So basically it will be, what's not included are those little treat yourself dishes,
right,
here and there on menus. So they're few and between, but really indulgent things. The other things that people like to indulge in is a little drink. So speciality drinks are extra. So that's alcohol, mm-hmm, or speciality drinks, which are barista made coffees, fresh pressed juices, speciality teas. But the essential drinks, which is your water, sparkling and still water, sodas, drip coffee, basic teas, basic juices, that is all included. Mm-hmm. And of course, shore things. So if you're going ashore and you'd like to enjoy some of our things on land, they're things that you can buy into.
And I would think spa probably is not included, because they're never.
That's not a good one. So yes, I must admit, our retail high street experience, you do have to purchase those items.
But you actually have to buy items in the store. That's not fair. I thought everything is included. Oh, I like that. I'll take that, right? Just like the same thing. I love massages, but you know, someday it would be nice not to have to pay for them, or at least pay in the larger sense. But so far that hasn't happened.
Well, one thing we were able to include, so we did spa, yes, is an extra indulgence. You can add on as much as you like. But one thing we did want to take the paywall away from was group fitness classes.
Right.
Because we know that it's wonderful doing something a little bit athletic, because we don't all get time to do it. But a barrier to doing that is sometimes the dollar value. Right. So we just took away the dollar value from group fitness classes, and they're complimentary. And we hope everyone will maybe give one a go.
Yeah, you might even get me out there. We'll see what happens. I mean, I guess for travel advisors, first mates, that's good because they're getting a commission on the whole thing. So that's one of the best things that they can look at. Now, I read in an interview that you said you'd continue to survey your sailors to see what experiences they want on board and their passion points. Does this mean you will continue to kind of evolve the experience as you see what works, what doesn't work, and things like that?
Yeah, the easiest way I describe our thinking at Virgin is, well, our job is never done. And we absolutely know that all of our needs, they change in an instant. And we have to keep up with those constantly changing needs. And so we kind of use the term, our product is or an experience is always in beta phase. It never goes to finalization. We're always looking what works, what could we improve? Have expectations change? So how do we evolve things? We can never stand still. If we stood still, you become irrelevant. So we have to keep our eyes and ears open to look at opportunities to keep evolving our experience so it remains relevant and tailored to our sailors' needs as time goes on.
And of course, you're going to be going to different destinations. You're starting off in the Caribbean. Next year, you'll be in Europe. And the Caribbean. So there's going to be a lot of differences going on there. I want to end this really, and I don't want to end this because it's been a great interview. I really got some knowledge about what's going to be on Virgin. But sort of what else can you tell our travel advisors, your first mates, about the experience on board that will that they can then relate to their clients in terms of whetting their appetites for what they're going to experience and really, you know, get them excited about getting on Virgin voyages?
How do I whet an appetite? I guess there's a piece around this is a voyage of discovery.
Right.
And we want our sailors to come on board and discover. Now that's living the best versions of themselves. Right. And so it's allowing them to go on their own personal journey. Doing all those things that you don't get time to do when you're at work. We're all busy. We're all running around. You'll have families. You'll have work commitments. And you never get time for you. So this is about actually giving sailors the opportunity to have that time for themselves. Okay. And then when you ask the question, I'm always intrigued what people say. It's when you say to someone, I'm giving you the gift of time. Now what will you do with it?
Right.
It's really interesting to see what people do. Sometimes it's indulging their passion point of fitness. Others, it will be indulging their curiosity of discovering new places and exploring new destinations they haven't been to. And for others, it might be as simple as reading a book because they never get time to read a book. So
I know that challenge. Although when I go on a cruise, I never really go on a cruise. I'm still working, so it's kind of interesting. So one day I'll take a cruise for pleasure, but I know it's a little bit of both. But you're right. It's time. You know, it's a time. Whether it's the 5-day cruise and eventually your 7 days, it's a time for yourself and to figure out what are the kind of passion points that really hit the spot. And it sounds like that's what you're trying to offer. And I applaud you for it. It sounds like it's going to be a very different cruise. Again, one that might get new to cruisers coming in or people who just want, you know, they're interested. I mean, you have a brand name that is new, exciting. It's always been different. And so they want to see the first thing is they want to see what you've created. So that's going to be very interesting to see. You're going to get a lot of Virgin aquaphiles who really, you know, let's see what they did. You know, what is Sir Richard thinking of now? You know, I mean, he's always, and a lot of the whole team is always thinking of new stuff. So I think that's going to be great. But I want to thank you, Chris, for taking this time to kind of really explain the Virgin Voyages experience. I think it's going to be unique. I'm looking forward to it. I was looking forward to it last year. Then we had this little weird interruption, but hopefully that's going to be past us by the time you get out. Anything else you want to get across to our advisors at all?
I think really that's the core thing is we cannot wait to have our sailors come on board and our first mates to come and discover us. And we're going to be thrilled to show them around our lady ships. And I think just the last thing for me is really, it's about giving sailors incredible value. So as well as incredible experience, we all know, especially after the last year, that value is super, super important to sailors. And so we believe we've got a great value product here, and we believe our price point really does hit the value kind of checkbox, with $600 worth of always included items in the voyage fare. So those essential drinks, the basic Wi-Fi, free fitness classes, group fitness classes, the gratuities. We hope that the first mates will feel this is a really high value product. And it's got all of the quality elements of the 5-star establishments, but it's given an accessible price.
Right.
Many people can access. And that's really important to us, that people come away not only going, wow, that was incredible, also saying, gosh, that was incredible value too. And that's the magic formula.
Absolutely. Well, again, Chris, thank you for filling us in about this. So we're looking forward to this fall or early or late summer, I should say, when we'll finally see Scarlet Lady in port, and then subsequently Valiant Lady, and then next year Resilient Lady. So this is going to be great. Again, thanks very much. This is part of our series looking at Virgin Voyages and what makes it different. We have 5 videos up this week. To sort of give you Virgin's first mates and travel advisors kind of a clue of what's going on. And if you haven't, if you didn't know it already, there's a lot going on with Virgin Voyages. And thanks again, Chris. We'll see you soon.